Paul Avgerinos grew up in the Greek Orthodox Church, a Christian sect full of expansive cathedrals, Gothic ritual, and dark, turgid atmosphere.
Yeah, it's an intense church. They've got the incense and the cantor and all the icons and the gold leaf, and it's really beautiful, but it is heavy. I was pretty terrified of it when I was a child.
Avgerinos is more likely to attend an Episcopal church these days, but you can hear the Greek Orthodox influence in his recent music. His latest album, Gnosis, features a Greek cantor.
Well, that's Antonios Paravalos. He's a Greek cantor. He's been chanting for, close to 50 years, and it is ancient Greek. It's from the Greek Orthodox Church, and they're like preludes that the cantors sing in the church before the actual service begins. They make praises and thanks.
The only thing is, Greek Orthodox cantors are rarely heard in musical settings like this. Paul Avgerinos has always framed his music in mystical imagery, but in recent years, he's been exploring the spiritual side of his life with albums like Phos Hilaron and Gnosis.
I'm a practicing Christian. I would describe myself as a Gnostic Christian. I would say I'm probably more spiritual than religious, but since I was young, the power of music to create a transcendental experience has always been what most drew me to the art form.
That belief found expression on Phos Hilaron, a CD of vocal hymns.
Well, you know, that comes out of my own personal experience, because I was singing those hymns at my local church for about 11, 12 years, and my choir director actually suggested that. She said, well, why don't you take some of these great old Gregorian chants and put them over your New Age music?
Layering his voice into Gothic choirs, Avgerinos achieves an Enya-like effect.
There's quite a few females that do the Enya thing, but I'm, you know, being a male singer, it's a little different texture. It's a little darker and a little lower in the tessitura. Can't quite sing as high as Enya.
On his new CD, Gnosis, Avgerinos backs off on the choral arrangements and brings in a troupe of world music players, mixing sounds from India to the Mediterranean. It's a global fusion that reflects his spiritual practice.
Well, I'm looking to find that commonality between all the great wisdom traditions and explore the ways this can be experienced musically. And it's wonderful to find the ways that there's so much in common between the traditions and even between the musical styles. So on Gnosis, I have Middle Eastern, ancient Greek, Indian musicians, and they all work together so well to explore the Gnostic mystery school tradition.
He manifests this with an assemblage of world musicians, and sometimes it wasn't just language that needed to be translated.
Rafiq Khan, he's a seventh generation sarangi player. We kind of had a problem at first because he was trying to approach it from a classical Indian perspective. He was trying to find the right raga scale and, you know, trying to put it into classical Indian thinking. And so finally, I sat him down on the floor and I just said, bhakti, 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 devotion from the heart. I just said, just play from your heart. Just play what you feel. Don't think. And then when he started doing that, then the great track started rolling out. Then we started getting the magic.
Paul Avgerinos attaches a lot of spiritual metaphor to his work, but he says that's not what he's thinking about when he actually makes the music.
When I'm working in the studio, honestly, I do what feels right to me musically. So, I mean, it's not like I'm thinking, you know, oh, this is going to really open the doors of heaven for somebody. I just follow my musical path, really.
Paul Avgerinos is continuing to sing praises in his music. His recent recordings include Gnosis and Phos Hilaron. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
For more on this and other productions of Echoes, go to www.echoes.org. This feature was produced, written, and mixed by John DiLiberto. This is a production of Echoes which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.